Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm very glad to be with you. As I mentioned earlier, I'm in transit. I'm on the road, moving my way towards Orlando, Florida. And if I sound just a little bit different, it's because things are just a little bit different. And this is, you know, as opposed to how different I regularly am. So it's good to continue to be with you. We're moving right along. I got a great friend to reintroduce to you. This is somebody that's been with us. In fact, this man is an original member of our Brain Trust. Anybody who joined our Brain Trust in 1998, when we founded it in the spring of 98, is an original member. That's what I'm calling him. He certainly is. He's the first guy who ever talked to us about customer care, about taking care of our customers. He and a co-author wrote a book called Delight Me, The Ten Commandments of Customer Service, among other books. He's been taking his show on the road all over the world for a number of years. He's also a professor of marketing at a little university there in the Philadelphia area. I always forget the name of it. He's going to tell us in a minute. But he's our really good friend, John Stanton. John, welcome back to the show.
What a pleasure to be back with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You kind of dropped out on us for a couple of years.
I did, and I apologize, but I was on the road so much that it just wasn't convenient to be able to be around long enough to have a nice conversation with you. But here I am.
That road he was on was all the way over across the pond, over to Ireland. John, before we go any further, though, tell us the name of the university. You're now the chairman, aren't you, of the marketing department?
I am at St. Joseph's University. And I got to tell you one accolade. I have to brag a little bit. It's a small university in Philadelphia, and we have a lot of specialty marketing programs. And our program was just rated by U.S. News and World Report, our marketing program, as in number 21 in the country.
Wow.
And we're tied with Cornell and Ivy League school, and we're ahead of Notre Dame.
What? Boy, I bet that chapped the Irish, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't bothered to tell my Irish colleagues that.
Oh, yeah. You got to rub that in a little bit. Well, congratulations. Well, you know, I'm not... See, John, we've known you a long time. We're not the least bit surprised about all this. I'm glad you told us that. That's a great story. But now, John, in the last couple of 3 years or so, you've been traveling to Ireland. What have you been doing over there?
Well, I've been primarily talking to business executives about customer care and about taking care of customers, because I was in Northern Ireland, which is really a little country, and they're getting beat up by all of these large international companies that are now coming in, especially European countries, because of the European Union, etc. And these guys are trying to figure out how to compete. How do we not get our heads knocked in? And I said, first of all, you got to wear a football helmet because you're going to get your these guys.
It ain't beanbag, is it?
That's exactly right. I mean, you're really in for a fight. But these are fighters. These are guys who they take more notes, I think, than I have slides on the. They want to know how to do it, and I think a lesson is that sometimes here in this country, we take for granted that we know a lot, that we can do these things. And,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really good. A show like yours, I'm just not blowing smoke either. A show like yours, just, you know, one little point in a week, one thing that gives someone just the teeniest edge, mm-hmm. Is something that can be put to advantage. Because
You're exactly right, and that's clearly, I mean, that's obviously one of my goals is I don't expect to enlighten people with every breath, but we do hope they take something away every so often. But so let me see if I got this straight. You're talking about resident Northern Ireland businesses, many small businesses, family-owned businesses, that are seeing an encroachment of sort of what we would call the big boxes coming in and taking and luring their local Northern Ireland customers away.
That is correct.
Sounds a lot like what's going on in America today, doesn't it?
It absolutely is. And as a matter of fact, it's the same big box that we all know of.
Right.
The big W, the one that I'm
more unhappy with today than I've ever been before because they're supporting the healthcare reform anyway. So they've got a fight with the big boxes. And what do you tell them? You tell them to love up their customers.
Well, one of the things we say is that you have local knowledge that you have to take advantage of the things that you can take advantage of.
John, hold that thought, folks. We're going to come right back with this local knowledge thing. I think he's onto something, and the Irish must too because they keep inviting him back. John Stanton and I will be right back. It's 20 till. Stay with us. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. Yeah, he's good, folks. If you get a chance, his albums, all his stuff is good. 17 till. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Glad to be with you. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it for you. We worked hard on that. Spent a lot of money trying to make sure that you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We got a lot of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out our Brain Trust members, subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog, lots and lots of stuff there. And it's all free, no barrier to entry. All you got to do is show up and we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. John Stanton is our guest, an original member of our Brain Trust, he was our very first customer care expert. And, John, you were telling us about something that you told the Irish when you went over to Northern Ireland to help them fight off their own form of big box invasion. And what was one of the things that you told them they needed to do? The local knowledge, is that it?
Local knowledge. Local knowledge and local products. And one of the things that these big boxes and the big multinationals and the people that encroach is that they're all new to your market. And one of the things that we were telling these people is take advantage of the fact that you know that people like just a little bit more of this or a little bit less of that or
right.
And I think you know one of the things that people used to say is that well we're going to tell them that we're a small Northern Irish family and I said you know that's nice but that's not going to get someone to buy your product.
The pity angle doesn't work too long, does it?
It doesn't work long at all, and it's a shame it doesn't. And you know, but it doesn't. I mean, what someone does want is because you're a Northern Irish family, or you're from. I spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia. You know, because you know these things, you can better satisfy the customer.
Right. You said something there, John, though, that I think is the key, and it's one little word that we often overlook. You said you know what these people want. See, what I've been saying for a long time now, and I probably learned it from you, John, is that the big box companies give people what they need, commodities at a low price.
Yep.
But everybody doesn't buy just what they need. Some people buy what they want, and what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. Mm-hmm. And the big box companies don't do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the key to what the people want is they will pay more for that.
Yep. You know, one of the examples was a guy had a little bicycle shop. And one of the things he noticed was when he went to these big stores, you bought the bicycle, but there were a number of things that you didn't get. And kind of silly things, but, you know, the tires weren't filled up and the wheels weren't on the bike. All the things that reduced the cost for shipping. So the big box could get it shipped cheaper and sell it cheaper. And what he kept doing is no matter what they did, he would take the next step. So if you went to him to get the bike, he'd give you he'd have the air in the tires, he'd have the wheels on, et cetera.
Right.
Pretty soon the competitors started doing some of those things. And he said, okay, here's what happens. I'm going to give you a choice of 8 different bicycle seats. You know, you don't have to take the one that comes on the bicycle.
Right.
Now,
right.
That cost him a little bit extra money in order for him to give that particular choice, because he had to have a variety of seats. He had to, you know, the whole thing. But people actually got something that was just right for them.
Right.
And
well, and you know, another thing, John, that the big box companies can't compete with, when people want that little extra, in it, with a big box company, typically what they hear is, when you ask for that, they typically say, well, that's not our policy.
That is correct.
And for when you're a little company trying to compete with the big box companies, when it comes to customers, you can't have a policy.
Yeah, your policy is whatever they want.
Exactly.
And, you know, I understand. I mean, one of the things that I saw, a guy had a sign up, and it was about accepting personal checks.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a big sign up that said, I gladly accept your personal check.
And don't underestimate how much that means to people.
Exactly. And I said, you know why people don't accept checks? They occasionally get a bad check. He said, I get a bad check, too. He said, but I got a lot of people who come in and say, gosh, this guy actually trusts me.
Right.
And so he says,
right.
yeah, I get bad checks, but that's the cost. You know, it's fighting a war out there. And it's a shame to say it, but there's always casualties.
Mm-hmm.
And in his case, he said, yeah, I would like never to have a bad check. But, you know, I'd like to see end the world hunger. I mean, you know, what I'd like isn't necessarily what I get.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, you use the word war, and I talk about that on the show a lot, about the price war. And I tell my audience the price war is over and we lost.
Yeah, that is exactly.
So don't fight the price war. The good news is we can win the service war.
Yep. You know, we can win a lot of wars. And one of the tricks is for people to say, I'm going to stop giving away the little bit of profit I do make in order to have the lowest price and to compete with Giant. Because
yeah.
You're not going to do it. I'll tell you one thing, and I know I do a lot of work, competitive analysis of Walmart. Do you know a Walmart store manager can be fired if his prices are higher than the competition?
Wow.
Here's a good one. When the Walmart people get their price lists, it's not the lowest price he's allowed to charge. It's the highest price he's allowed to charge.
Huh. Wow.
We lost that war, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's over. Don't fight it, folks. We're going to come right back. More wisdom from the head of John Stanton, Chairman John Stanton. He's the chairman of the marketing department at St. Joseph's University. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Chicago bringing us back. That may be one of their best songs. Isn't that great? I love that song. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our good friend John Stanton, the co-author of Delight Me, the 10 Commandments of Customer Service, the chairman of the marketing department at St. Joseph's University there in the Philadelphia area. And John, you got a new book coming out. Tell us about it.
I got a book called Precision Target Marketing. And the whole premise of the book is that you have to really pick exactly who you want your customers to be, and you can and really design your offering for those people. If someone else buys it, good, but it has to be perfect for them, because we say in the book, you know, the customer used to be king.
Yeah.
Now she's a dictator.
That's exactly right. And they have control, don't they?
They really do. They really do.
They have control of the relationship. I want to come back to that in a second, but before we do, John, I don't want to forget to offer your website.
My website is www.johnlstanton.com.
johnlstanton.com. Can they find your books there?
Find the books on Amazon. That's the best place to get the books.
John L. Stanton, and you might see another co-author there on some of those. Whatever John does is first class, folks. John, I like what you're saying about this, because what I tell people is the phone book, if you're a small business owner, the phone book is not your prospect list.
Oh, man, that's for sure. That's absolutely for sure. And we actually, in that book, Precision Target Marketing, we talk about, I think it's 12 different places to look to target. You know, one of them is starting off with your own customer list. And right. We say, who are your heavy, heavy customers? You know, who are the people that are really spending money with you? And to go back and say, is our product offering perfect for them? Is there something we can do for them? And I want to give you the good example. It's the airline frequent flyer mile programs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went back and they say, what do the really heavy travelers, what makes their life uncomfortable? And, of course, you can go in the lines, faster lines. You can get upgraded easier. You can get all of these things. And I always say to people, and how big of a discount do you get? Zero.
Mm-hmm.
They don't just give away the profits. They give away things that make life better for those exact people. My mother says to me, why do you care whether you get upgraded or not? You know, and I said, Mother, you fly one time a year. If I flew one time a year, I'd sit any place on the plane.
Hey, John, what have you learned in Ireland that from the Irish that American companies could benefit from?
Tenacity. The Irish, and many of the small businesses in a lot of these other countries are really tenacious. They won't just quit. They won't just fold the tent and say, oh, the big... They will try something, they'll try something, they'll try something. You know,
one of the reasons they're like that, John, I don't know about Ireland, but in Europe, if you fail in Europe, you're history.
Yeah.
There's no redemption in Europe.
Yeah. Like
we have here in the United States.
That's right. They're tenacious because they know once they bite the bullet, they're done.
Yeah. Yeah, bankruptcy in Europe is a red letter branded on your forehead.
No one's going to. And so they really fight. And what that fighting does is it forces them to look under every rock, look at every place that they can possibly find something that'll give them an edge.
Right.
And I think that, you know, one of the things the guy told me, he said, look, if I have a product that is absolutely better than everyone else, I don't have to worry about an edge. Or if the right. competition is just better than me, I don't have to worry about an edge. But what he said was, most of the times it's not. He said, we're basically, you know, 50-50. He said, right. I want to win the coin tosses. I just want to win the, when we're, you know, we have the same offering. And I think
One of the things that's important for people to realize, I think, John, is everything we sell is a commodity. Everything we deliver is a commodity, service included. The only thing that's not a commodity is the experience that customers have with us.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we say in the book is there's no such thing as a commodity product. Only commodity marketers.
I like that. Hey, John, give us that website again. JohnLStanton.com, is that right?
You got it.
And are you on any of the on social media sites? You on Twitter?
I'm on Facebook.
Facebook, all right.
Yep. And
so we can be one of your fans. Is that what you're saying?
You can be one of my fans.
Hey,
you'll
John,
be
thanks
the second,
for being here. Will you come back again real
one.
Soon? We'll get you back again real soon. John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise. I will be too, but it'll be in the next hour after this after the news. It's 58 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.